My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? All you have to do is visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I believe it's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday.
I took my recycling down to the bottom of my driveway. I usually do that on Wednesdays.
Nice.
I'm hoping today is actually Wednesday.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Running the three-man shows all week with EB on vacation in the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. Believe he passes the baton to Cakes next week. Or is it Jason? No, Jason this week.
Jason next week, and then I'm gone the following. Yeah, two weeks. That's the way I roll this summer, at least.
Yeah, we're never all here in the summer.
No, just rarely, if ever, happens.
Maybe 1 week.
Yeah.
Out of the 3 months.
Got to burn the vacation weeks. You're gonna leave vacation weeks on the table.
I never do.
Are you gonna leave vacation days on the table?
Anybody who does is a clown.
I think I might have done it in the past. Like, I've probably left a few days on the table. I regret doing that.
I definitely leave days. I think during my vacation, it was Juneteenth, and you guys had off.
Yeah.
So I guess I have an extra day I could use at some point.
Keep that in the bank, JP.
I got a Juneteenth day.
The vacay day bank.
Yes.
That's your bit.
Should mention on the show today, Mike Rizzo will join us, the Nats GM. We expected them to make a flurry of deals yesterday. It didn't happen.
Well, they made one.
He made a deal right up against the wire with Dylan Floro moving on.
But not a flurry.
No.
But he had a couple along the way.
Somebody trade four guys?
He was relatively busy leading up to the trade deadline.
So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. Also in studio, Jordan Miller is going to join us. He played 3 years at George Mason, then went to the University of Miami to play for Coach Larrañaga, then was in the NBA with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He does a pod with our boy Mike Moore.
And he balled out during Vegas Summer League.
Yes.
This past, last few weeks.
Yeah.
He has a summer camp, I think, going on. So we'll talk to him about that. He'll join us in studio. So I took a little bit of a nap yesterday, woke up, went on social media, and I saw all these people tweeting that Cakes had jinxed Jason's bet.
Wow. I might have jinxed it because I said there was no chance that they were going to lose.
How did I jinx anything? I didn't. Did I make any sort of guarantee?
Just you made a proclamation pretty much that there, well, I guess you just agreed with him that there was no way that Japan was going to
beat
France.
I said that if France lost to Japan in hoops, men's hoops, it would be the biggest upset in Olympic history.
I may
because they were minus 3,500 on the money line.
I did say something along the lines of there's no way Japan's going to beat France on their home court hosting the Olympics.
And then after work, I went and got my hair cut and went to grooming lounge right in Tyson's. Yeah. Got a slice of Andy's pizza. So good.
I noticed you didn't bring it. You didn't buy the whole pizza.
No, I didn't.
I
bought one slice.
Okay.
And I jumped in my car and I'm driving home and Donkey Kong Matt Cahill texts me and says, "You got so lucky."
I tried to tell you.
You got so lucky.
Disrespecting them.
Disrespecting Team Japan.
Also, your boy plays for Japan from George Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's, Mike Lonergan recruited him. He was there about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. Maybe longer.
The refs bailed you out.
And then there was a 4-point play. I saw the play. The kid hit the three for France. I don't know who the player was, but he got fouled. And I guess they were down 4 with, 6 seconds left?
Yep.
Down 4, hits the free throw, and then they go to OT, right?
Go to OT. Wemby finally starts playing.
Wemby starts getting hot. And they pull off a 4-point win. But
plus, Rui had been thrown out.
Yeah.
I got the win.
Drab's tweet did make me laugh. He said, "I'm sure the NBA is in a better place. Wemby can't score in the post at all. Just getting worked by Hawkinson and Japan plumbers." Japan plumbers just makes me laugh.
He was being guarded by a kid that was 5'4" at one point.
Well, the guy he couldn't back down is a white guy. I don't know how to say it, on Japan. He's from Seattle. He's a Japan citizen all of a sudden.
Right.
And then again, a bunch of guys that obviously don't play high level bat. They play in like the Japan League or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Wemby can't score in the post against these guys. And he's 7'4". The only time he scores is if he's shooting a jump shot.
Yeah, I thought he would dominate that game. Clearly, I was wrong. But I did get the win.
You escaped. They got the win.
Doesn't matter how it happened, I got the win.
It's hard to win 6-leg parlays, even if they're all favorites.
It is.
Somebody usually stubs their toe and blows up the parlay. So good for you. You tripled your money.
I did.
Tripling your money is generally good.
I pondered cashing out, but I left it alone.
When you brought up cashing out, I was just like,
probably why social got crazy, because you said, don't do that.
Right, yeah, that's crazy.
There's a picture that went viral of, I'm not saying the kid covered Wemby the whole game, but there's a picture that went viral. It's on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. This is in a basketball game, Cakes. The guy from Japan on Wemby.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and you can see it in the stories. But he's basically to Wemby's waist.
Well, not just Wemby, but Gobert. I mean, they're huge.
Yes.
They got two huge bigs. I don't know how big the biggest Japanese kids are, but...
Drabby, just so you know...
I mean, I know Watanabe's pretty big, but...
Hawkinson... The white dude on Japan became a naturalized Japanese citizen.
I think because he's been playing pro ball in Japan, so he pulled an Embiid, but it's just with Japan.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
My boy Rui was cooking. Jason disrespected him yesterday.
What did he finish with?
He had like 24, and they throw him out of the game for a nothing burger.
So he was dominating.
Yeah, that was a joke. I mean, it's a foul, but there's no reason to be thrown out on a foul.
It's called
foul Gobert.
JP, it's called... Yep. Home cooking. It's called hooking up France in their own backyard. I mean, is anybody stunned?
So I didn't see the replay of the 3-point shot, the foul call on the 3-point shot. Was it a foul? Did he touch him?
Of course not.
Oh, he didn't touch him.
No.
What
happened is the guy, I forget his name too. He they shoot the shot and then they like spread their legs and throw their hands in the air and make it look like they got hit.
Yeah.
And the ref fell for it. It's just, I mean, I thought they were supposed to be high-level referees.
Koulibaly, 13 minutes, 1 bucket.
Hey, that's my guy. I'm going to continue waving the French flag for my guy, Bilal Koulibaly.
Oh, boy. But I don't know. I'll take the win. A 4-point win is fine. I'll take the win.
I'm going to die on the Koulibaly Hill. Sometimes you have to plant your flag. I'm Baker Mayfield planting the flag on Bilal Koulibaly.
I tend to watch the night coverage,
mm-hmm.
which really is just replay. Do you do that?
No, I watch during the day. I mean, I watch a little bit at night, but I've already seen it all, so.
Yeah, I like watching it at night, I guess. I mean, I'm running around.
I like watching it live.
Doing different things during the day. So I'll watch it at night, and it kind of sucks because you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the swimming. The swimming was on during the afternoon. Watched that live.
The Olympics do a really good job of not allowing, like, accounts, social media accounts, to take video and footage. So they shut it down so that you kind of don't know. Unless you literally go in to Google and type it in, you don't know who is going to win that night. At least I feel like they do a good job of it.
Yeah.
But, hey, as much as I hate NBC and hate Peacock, the Gold Zone is amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They jump around from event to event. Sometimes it might be on a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
But they hop around from, like, medal matches and heats. I think the Gold Zone is the best part about the Olympics.
Travi, you disagree with Gold Zone?
No, I love the Gold Zone. His hate on NBC is ridiculous. Like, their coverage of the Olympics is fantastic. You know how silly it is when you're watching the swimmers in the pool and they got the flags in the lane and they tell you exactly how fast they are going, the meters per second. Like, everything they do.
Rowdy Gaines is he makes the swim. Watch the swimming. He makes the swimming event.
I don't even know what. Yeah, I mean, you don't know these bumps.
He's awesome.
You're screaming at your TV.
So.
I find swimming kind of boring for the most part.
The crowd noise gets you into it.
Crowd noise and Gaines.
Yeah, and Rowdy.
Rowdy Gaines, he hypes it up.
Maybe I'll have to give it another chance. Hasn't done this.
He doesn't like anything.
Hasn't hooked me
in.
He
doesn't like anything.
Untrue.
Well, how can you not root
incorrect.
For, you got to root for the Americans even though you don't love swimming.
I always root for the Americans. Of course I'm rooting for them in every single
event. And then we got some local girls.
But he doesn't have to like all the sports. Like, do you like every sport?
No, but I mean, swimming's one of the big events in Summer Olympics.
I don't find it that intriguing.
Yeah, it's just his opinion.
He's not a fan.
Yeah, I disagree with his opinion.
That's fine.
I disagree with you 95% of the time.
American,
I disagree with him
most. You have the right to disagree with my opinion.
You got Tori Huss going today for the gold. You got Katie Ledecky going for the 1500, I believe. She owns that event.
She won one event by 17 seconds.
I think she's going with 1500. I got to look at the schedule. But yeah, I love watching it during the
day.
It's great.
Maybe you need to bet on swimming to get me into it. Maybe I'll place a wager on some swimming. Give me a swimming parlay. Hook me up.
The Aussies are silly. Silly good.
Okay.
Especially the women. Yeah, women's 1500 meter freestyles at 3:04 p.m. today, East Coast.
I just respect how fast they're going simply because I'm trying to evolve into a swimmer. I've been a casual runner for years, and I've done some races, did a 10-mile race a couple months ago. My knees are so banged up. The latest diagnosis, the orthopedist basically said, you need to go through some life changes.
Yeah, some less stress on your joints.
And so I'm trying to move to swimming, and I went swimming a couple times in the Bahamas. They had a lap lane, and I put on my watch, and I put it on the cardio section. It didn't have a swim section. I think to do a lap, now I didn't measure the pool, but I'm at least two times, maybe three times slower than those people in the Olympics.
JP, you're over 50. I mean, of course you're going to be way slower.
How are you comparing yourself to?
Why would you compare yourself to Olympians?
It's just natural. I compare myself to the 8-year-olds that I see swim.
Yeah,
I
mean, again.
You just hear a time and I'm like, whoa, that took me 55 seconds to do one lap.
Both of those age groups are going to smoke you in whatever you're going to do in the pool for the most part. I mean, maybe you'll swim faster than a few 8-year-olds, but
I would hope so.
I don't know. Maybe you won't, but I know you're not swimming faster than the Olympians. I know you're not going to even
come close. Those swimmers are ridiculous. Got like 0.3 body fat. 0.3% body fat. Anyway, so the American men play South Sudan today, 3:00.
That was where they had a sweat.
29.5.
That's where they had the sweat in the friendly, right?
Yes, they won by one.
I feel like I should just take South Sudan plus the number.
Plus 29.5?
Just because it was so close the first go around. But maybe, you know, like the Americans just didn't care the first time. They're like, this is an exhibition. Who cares? And they smoked Serbia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Well, Serbia smoked us on 3-on-3.
I don't consider three. Is it 3x3? Is
it's that three on? It's 3x3.
Is that what Pete Haley was telling us yesterday?
Yes, 3x3. I watched a little of it. So
it's crazy.
When the other team makes the basket, the clock starts and you have 12 seconds, and you do have to bring it back behind the 3-point line to start.
Yeah.
And they do check it occasionally.
Okay.
I couldn't understand all the whistles, though.
That's 3x3 is pure Olympics gimmickry, is what it is. It's just a bastardization of real basketball, in my opinion.
That is true. I mean, it is very fast paced, but.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
These guys are just chucking threes because the analytics of it is a three is worth two, and inside the arc is worth one. So they're just setting screens and bombing threes.
You know who loves 3x3? The guy who's not in the studio today, Eric Bickle, probably right. A big fan. Nothing but three balls.
He's always claimed he likes the big three, yeah. So he should like 3x3. I don't know that he's ever gone to see big three, but he's always defended Ice Cube's league.
There's less than a zero chance that he's ever seen big three in person.
So there was a lot going on yesterday. And of course, there was 100 players traded in baseball.
There was a lot of movement.
I mean, I'd love to go through and just count how many players, including all the prospects. It must have been 75 players.
So we will talk to Mike Rizzo later in the show. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. The Nats GM, as I mentioned, Jordan Miller, who played here locally in high school, was the Virginia Player of the Year before he went to Mason for 3 years and then ends up at the University of Miami. He's now with the Clippers. He's going to join us in studio at 9:20. That's all right here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.